Hello and welcome to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Belinda Walia, and today I'm in conversation with someone whose voice speaks directly to the heart of the younger generation, especially those navigating confidence, identity, creativity, and emotional well-being in an online world. Effie Ezekiel, also known as You Shine, I Shine, is a youth mentor, creative, and well-being advocate who uses social media in a refreshing and honest way, not to just perform, but to remind people to pause, breathe, and reconnect with themselves. Her work encourages presence over perfection, self-trust over comparison, and creativity as a pathway back to emotional balance. At a time when many young people feel overwhelmed, overstimulated, or disconnected, Effie offers something grounding and real. Effie, welcome to the show. It's such a pleasure to have you with us today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Belinda. That was a beautiful introduction. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be with you.
It's our pleasure. You work closely with young people and spend a lot of time in online spaces. From what you see every day, what do you think is the biggest emotional challenge young people are facing right now?
It's a wealth and an influx of information that is quick and fast, that stimulates and overstimulates their mind. Of course, it's beautiful that they're thinking and they're out of their boxes, may it be the box at home, school, or their environment. But sometimes I feel that that overwhelmment and understanding of the world is sometimes manipulated by the people who are producing content in order to take over minds and be influencers, but not having the right objectives or intention for our children. And because our children's minds are incredibly malleable, they don't realize and can't use the power of critical thinking to discern what is really for them and who is for them, and leading them in the right direction or informing them of the correct information that they need to be good, whole human beings.
And what you're really pointing out is that it's less about blaming technology and more about recognizing the emotional cost of constant exposure without enough support, boundaries, or discernment. And that awareness, naming it calmly, honestly, is exactly where meaningful conversations begin. And I really appreciate that valuable answer, because social media can be inspiring, but it can also be very intense, especially for people who feel easily distracted or overstimulated, as you said, or overwhelmed. How do you personally stay grounded while using social media?
You know what? I'm going to be honest, sometimes I don't, but because, like, you know, it's so, like, for me, it's this chocolate box of all these wonderful different people and going into a different world. And because I'm such a learner, I yearn for information and knowledge. You know, I can find myself down rabbit holes as well. However, then my critical thinking brain kicks in and thinks, all right, I need to mitigate this. What am I using my social media for? Is it to be entertained? Is it to find education? And then, or is it to understand the world in a better way? And then also I have to then pause and say, Effie, not only are you engaging in it, but how can you then be a creator of it? So what do you want to be able to then demonstrate to the world? And then, you know, I find the balance there. So it's just learning balance, because it's so amazing and it's such an influx. But then I've got to realize it's such a powerful tool for me personally to then reach out to the world and give them what my understanding, knowledge, and hopefully goodness and shine as well. So yes, I think it's a balance for adults and young people too.
And that's a really beautiful way to describe how you use social media personally. And I love that. And I love the fact that you point out that self-awareness in what you're describing, that ability to notice when curiosity turns into overconsumption and that consciously you're pausing and reassessing your reasons behind actually engaging in social media, because we can all go down that rabbit hole and get carried away. I mean, I've done it myself, but there needs to be limitations. There needs to be those boundaries. And there's a maturity in knowing when to receive and when to contribute and when to take in that information and when to offer something back with intention. But sometimes a lot of people, they get caught up, as you mentioned as well, that rabbit hole. And you said earlier on that wealth of knowledge, or even just sometimes I believe that a lot of young people, they have this comparison culture. I mean, it's everywhere, isn't it, Effie? This comparison culture. And we can't help but to get drawn into that so easily. What would you say to someone who feels they're constantly falling short when they're scrolling?
Oh, and you know what? It is heartbreaking, because we're all working on the plane of how our identity is formed and how we should show up in this world. And if you are constantly shown that you must be incredibly successful, be a multimillionaire by the time you're 21. If you're not, you know, or you should look a certain way, and there's a standardized look of beauty, and that's not just for women now, it's for young men, and you know, even for older adults as well. And this idea of conformity, and if you're not in the gang, you are left outside. You know, we live in a world of influencers who some do the best, and sometimes they're showing us a lifestyle that they don't even have. And that's what's heartbreaking. It's all a show. So it's looking behind the curtain and realizing that we must have people in real life, in real life situations, who can support us. That's why I'm a mentor in various different facets of our life. So our attention is not grabbed by the deceit and the presentation of others who are not actually living up to the truth of their life and who they are and how they present themselves in this world. Because a lot of it is smoke and mirrors. And that is one of the greatest messages that we must teach young people today. You must show up as yourself. Because people talk about authenticity, but most of them aren't really truly authentic in not only what they're showing materially, but spiritually and mentally.
And you've honestly captured that in such a beautiful way. And thank you for that, because that pressure to conform, to look a certain way or succeed by a unrealistic deadline creates shame and exclusion. And you're right, it's no longer just aimed at young people. It touches young men and young adults, everyone. And when so much of what's presented online is created or exaggerated, it becomes a performance rather than a reflection of real life. And I love what you said about authenticity. It's so true. And what I really appreciate, now that we're on the topic of authenticity, is your content, because your content blends that creativity, honesty, and encouragement. So how important is creative expression when it comes to emotional well-being?
Oh, it's the foundation of the work that I do. I believe, you know, if we just break it down, we are all a creation, and so our creativity is in us. And of course, by the time we get older in school, especially secondary school, that is sidelined, not realizing that your creativity is everything. The way you create your life, the way you see it. I teach creativity is even the way that you want to wear your hair, the shoes that you wear, let alone it then going on to art and music and performing. It builds us with confidence. It lets us use our imagination, especially because, you know, our young people are stuck to their phones half the time. So they're inputting instead of outputting. Creativity is the foundation of life. From architecture to cars to everything. So if we start harnessing the creativity in our children and ourselves, it opens our world up not only to understanding ourselves, but understanding our fellow human beings a lot better. So I champion and ambassador creativity, and that's why I use it as a tool in my work, not just to spread the message of, a positive sense of self, but also in me, I'm creative. So that's the only way that I can literally express myself fully and truly. So, yeah. So that wasn't too long.
No, that's beautiful. Because what really lands is how you bring creativity back into everyday life and how we think, how we express ourselves, how we choose to show up. And when creativity is sidelined, especially in adolescence, something essential gets muted, doesn't it? And I personally talk about creativity and courage and actually following your intuition, because I think creativity allows you to be authentic, but it also allows you to be in tune with your intuition as well. Because you, when you're doing something that you enjoy and you're using that creative ability, of course, it makes you emotionally more stable. You feel happier as well in yourself because you're able to express yourself in a more meaningful way and a meaningful output. And creativity builds confidence because it reconnects people with their imagination and it reminds them they're not just consuming the world, they're shaping it, which is beautiful. So your response is absolutely sincere and beautiful. Thank you for that. And many young people, yeah, no, you're welcome. And many young people, they link their worth on social media to, even if they are being creative, to those likes and views. And they constantly are seeking validations. And I personally, I mean, Effie, I don't know if you know, but I've written a few books and I'm a creative myself. And I've experienced this myself. And even when I've gone into the traditional publishing world, the first question that I was asked is, how many followers do you have? And, it can really make you feel not only disillusioned, but also disappointed because you want to have that freedom to express yourself and you don't want those and you're constantly thinking, oh, do I have to build my followers? Do I have to be creative online to get those followers? And that validation, it can be disheartening. So how can someone begin separating who they are from online approval?
No, that thank you for that. And we do all go into the world and people are looking at our followers, how many views this video have. I've worked for some of the biggest tech companies in the world and met a lot of people who have a lot of followers and no character and no creativity, is because they followed a trend and then they've been able to build their networks because of mediocrity, because they've done what everybody else has done, but somebody's liked the way they do it slightly differently. And so that's why I say to everybody, before we had all of this, we had people who were thriving just because they followed the hunch of their intuition and their sense of self and their creativity, and they put that out in the world. So we must work. Even me myself, I must, every day I think, right, I'm going to create something, and it may not be the zeitgeist, but it's in my heart, and so I'm going to put it out, and it will reach the people it's meant to reach. Because one day, I was watching, I think his name's Paul, I can't remember. He's one of the country's biggest dating gurus, and he's on all the shows. And he said he used to do his YouTube channel and he had 10 views, and one of them was his mother, and he wasn't sure who the other nine were. And then one day he realized one of them was Oprah. And this is the story that that changed his life forever, because he was consistent. He held true to his values, even when people told him that, I don't know, but he continued. And that is something I will always do. Always have a path. Do what you need to do. Live your intuition, as you perfectly said. And I promise you, regardless of views and followers, your tribe and your community will come. So that's how I live every day.
And that's so beautiful. And thank you so much for sharing that, because it is reassuring for those young creators as well, and people online, and even for myself, to be honest, because there's a real honesty in naming that follower counts and visibility don't equal depth, character, or creativity.
I
think in what you're saying, Effie, there's something deeply reassuring in that way of living and working. It reminds people that impact isn't always immediate or measurable, and that community forms around authenticity, not performance so much. And when you create from intuition rather than validation, the right people do find you, not because you chase them, but because you stayed aligned. Thank you so much so far, Effie. We're going to take a short commercial break with a word from our sponsors, and when we return, we'll continue this important conversation.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with a skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm Belinda Walia, and today I'm in conversation with the fabulous Effie Ezekiel, also known as You Shine, I Shine, talking about confidence, creativity, and staying emotionally grounded in a digital world. Welcome back, Effie.
Oh, hello again. Hello, Belinda.
Now, Effie, before the break, we were talking about authenticity, and authenticity is talked about a lot, but it's not always easy to practice online. What does being authentic really mean to you?
For me, that's such a big question and such a wonderful question, and I think it's something that we all need to ask ourselves periodically. And being authentic to me is, you know, what you see is what you get. In a roundabout way, making sure that, you know, whatever you say to yourself is the truth. Although who we are changes over time, but whatever my message is, that is something that I hold dear to myself. And when you meet me, I hope it's not something that I will deviate from. You know, to me, being authentic, even if you're not a good, kind person, if you're authentic and you're like, I'm a baddie, you know, yeah. And this is at least you're true to who you are as a human being. So, yeah. You know, just as long as you show up as yourself in ways that are just honest, and yeah, people will just know, okay, if I'll go to that person for the information I need because they've got what I want, and I know that it's going to be consistent, and just being a consistent in who you are. That's
I love that. Effie, I think I love what you had to say about consistency, because that consistency is what builds credibility over time. And when you and your message actually reflects something you genuinely live by, people feel it. I mean, I feel it. I felt drawn to you. That's why I reached out to you. And, you know, I love it. I love what you've got to share. And I love that consistency. I've noticed it as well myself. And when you are consistent, people know where to go for information, perspective, or even that guidance, not because it's, you know, too loud or flashy or anything like that, but it's because it's honest, and that really does shine through in your content. But do you think social media has changed how young people understand confidence and identity?
Yes, 100%. And in some ways good, and some ways not so good. So I think social media has allowed people and young people a platform to be able to sit and have a chat about who they are and what they're into. And, you know, I think just the niche groups, so if you're into gaming, or if you're into cosplay, or if you're into a certain type of music, may it be grime or like metal rock, you can find people who are into the same thing and be like, here I am in the world, instead of living in silos in your town, or even just like not going anywhere and hanging in your bedroom. So it's brought that kind of beautiful confidence. And I see it when I've gone into schools over the years. Yeah. However, the other side of that is then, you know, we see a lot of people with mental health issues, or, you know, we're talking about young boys who are, you know, take what they've red pill culture, who are, you know, feeling that women are their enemy and angry at women, and, not feeling part of the world, and just hanging in their bedrooms, not being out in the world because they don't know what a male identity is anymore. Kind of lost, these lost boys that I call them. So, and that's killed confidence, you know.
Yeah,
so it's kind true. Of a disparate world. And, you know, so confidence is such a powerful thing. And I think you can use social media to build it, but you've also got to live in the real world and be able to, you know, experience how confident you are by with other people saying hello. People don't say hello anymore.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's awful, isn't it? You smile at someone and they think there's something wrong with you. Or they're
about to get them.
It is quite sad. And, you know, there's only a few parts of the world you could go to, and actually, they used to say a smile is an international language, but yeah, it's true. And going back to what you were saying, I think you are very clearly naming the shadow side, that when identity is still forming and guidance is missing, some young people, particularly boys, you pointed out, can drift towards narratives that give them certainty but take away connection. And that sense of being lost, that you said, those lost boys, disconnected, unsure where they fit in, slowly erodes confidence and belonging. And what really stands out is that this isn't about, again, blaming the platform so much or young people themselves. It's about recognizing that without healthy role models in the real world, and real world connections and spaces to explore identity and safely, that confusion comes into play, doesn't it? And and that anger or withdrawal comes into play. And it's not about, and sometimes that aggression can come across in their mind as confidence, but it's not confidence. And it can become very confusing for them. But I think we can go into a whole different conversation and show about this topic, because it's fascinating, isn't it? About how everybody's perception is so different. And of course, you might be viewing the same thing, but maybe taking in things very differently. And it's so important, again, when you talk about isolation or those lost boys, because I think boundaries are essential for mental health. So, Effie, what boundaries would you recommend young people set with social media?
I think I'm really for not allowing social media for anyone under 16. I think is it Australia that have put that?
Recently,
I think that needs to be worldwide. I think children just be encouraged to play, have fun, meet people, communication skills, fundamental. A lot of our children are being diagnosed with neurodivergent, I don't even know how to say it. I just think being labelled, and I don't ever want to label a child. I just want them to go and live and be and just get the support that they need. And be where they are cared for. But like you said previously, it's about human connection. So I want children just to be off social media until they're 16, and then they can start navigating it in a responsible way, making sure that they are good online citizens, understanding how important it is when they do connect with people, not for and understand misinformation, disinformation, the differences between that, how that they play a part, and understanding things like hate speech and free speech, and knowing where they stand in there. This is something I've taught for years. And then also teaching them about emotional connection and building people up, because it's so, the adults have taught us very well online, because they're like, oh, young people online. I tell you, it's the adults who are the worst people online, who are the meanest and sometimes the cruelest. So for me, it's about teaching young people how to use social media. We now have AI, that is going to change the world in ways that we couldn't even imagine. So it's getting them to understand that and how they play their role and how they can start finding new roles and new ways of building careers and building life and economics in this world. There's a lot, there's a new playbook, but me, I want to rewrite education anyway. That would be my last work. It's not fit for purpose. And yeah. I've are not prepared for the world, the technology and the social media landscape that we are coming into very quickly.
So, yeah. And there's so much wisdom in what you're saying, Effie. I think going back to what you were saying earlier, where you're saying you were talking about childhood needing room to unfold without constant comparison or, again, that performance, when children are encouraged to be in, how can I put this, in their bodies, if that makes sense, and other people learning social cues, making mistakes, laughing, negotiating and connecting. Those are the building blocks of confidence and emotional resilience. Mm-hmm. And the point you made about labels is important. I love what you had to say there, because I'm on board with that. I think support should never mean reducing a child to a category. Yes. And children need to be seen as individuals and cared for and understood and supported in ways that honor who they are, not box them in.
Literally, yes.
And finally, with what you're saying about this future focus on thinking differently and with AI, and I know I can't keep up. And I've spoken about this previously on my shows, where I've spoken about FONCU, the fear of not keeping up. And
you know,
Oh,
and with AI and rapid technology change, this isn't about fear, it's about preparation. And I think it's so important helping young people understand their role, their agency, and their new ways that they can build meaningful lives and careers is essential. And when you talk about education needing a rewrite, I think a lot of people would be like, here, here, Effie, we're with you on that, because a lot of people would want to back you up with new ideas. It doesn't sound radical, it just sounds realistic, because the world has changed and our systems haven't caught up. And naming that and doing something about it is exactly the kind of leadership this moment calls for, and especially this moment in and the world we're living in right now, it calls for. So thank you so much, Effie, for such valuable insight. We're going to pause briefly for another short commercial break, and when we come back, we'll go on to talk about reflection and advice for our listeners. Don't go anywhere.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage, or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm Belinda Walia, and I'm joined by the amazing Effie Ezekiel. Now, Effie, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you again. Thank you so much.
Many young people feel pressure to have life figured out early. What would you say to someone who feels lost, or they feel that they're being left behind?
Oh, yeah. And that's many people, because they're like, we've got to 40 and we've got to choose our subjects. I don't know what I want to do. And then they get to college and, I teach college students, and they're like, I've got kind of an idea, but I'm not quite sure, but I've had to do this course. And I would say, don't stop stressing about it. In this world that we're going to be living in, you'll probably end up having about 10 different careers. And and things will find you, or you'll go and find things, or opportunities will meet you somewhere. And I think that is what it's about: honing what you like, honing your skills, being of the people, communication, and being able to connect with people will change your life. So start being able to express yourself. I get young people to stand up, know how to present who they are, introductions, and having a real zest for life. Is your number one thing, and then hone down to what fills your heart and your soul, see what's the kind of top jobs at the moment that you might be interested in, and get yourself a LinkedIn profile, and then just scour and see what's out there if you're not sure. Life will meet you if you're interested and you're engaged. And I would teach young people to like themselves and realize what talents they have that they can work with. What is your talent? Some people's talents is, you know, I've got a really big mind. I like maths, or, you know, if not, then I'll be in performing arts, dancing. Or if not, I'm a great writer. So I said, use that and then use it for other things. So if you're a great writer, you can write a book, but you can maybe get into marketing. You know, we do have things like ChatGPT, but for now, I think, like, you know, there's ways that we can use all of this technology to then be able to be malleable and get into places where we wouldn't even imagine, you know. So I just think, understand that your talent and who you are as a person will get you further. Build your character, and then build your talent, and then build your interest and your passions.
And that's so beautiful, and I love how you bring it back to that expression and zest for life. And when I love that. And when young people learn to articulate who they are and stand in front of others and speak with confidence, it does build something far deeper than a CV. It builds self-trust, doesn't it? And this is what I speak about often, that you've got to be very much self-aware of who you are, your identity, and the type of person you want to be consistently portraying out in the world as well. And be happy with within yourself as well, because when you start accepting those good, bad and ugly aspects of yourself, you learn to love who you are. Absolutely. And you have that self-compassion, don't you? And that again builds that confidence. And I know that many young people, as we've said earlier, do feel that pressure to have life figured out early, and you've shared beautifully what they can do. But what daily practices help you stay present and emotionally steady, especially when life feels so noisy all the time?
Oh, life is noisy, it's hard sometimes, there's tragedy, you know, and so, you know, sometimes life, people can try and mess you up good and proper. But I say, for me, you know, my daily practices are exercise. It's so easily said, but a lot of people just don't practice because it just, oh, I haven't got the energy, or don't want to, or rather. But I say, get out, get fresh air, engage in a sport, maybe walking. I love going to the gym personally. I'm a gym person. I dance, get your body moving. I also say, make sure your friends, you have the right people in your life, and if they're not, get rid of them fast. Have people, and it doesn't have to be a big group of people, one or two good friends who will cheer you on, champion you, and love you up, and just want to be around you. Have those people. Sometimes, you know, and family, make sure you hang with the ones who support you and won't give up on you, talk about you. Have people who love you, and have people that you love, and do things that just enjoy. I'm a shopaholic. I put my hands up. I love fashion. I love shopping, maybe for food or clothes. I just love to engage in what makes me smile. And music, play music really loud to the disgust of my neighbours.
You seem, and yeah. I love that movement. It's such a simple but powerful stabilizer, isn't it? Yeah. Dancing, it's really important, and it does regulate you, it aligns you, it's wonderful. And finally, Effie, what message would you most want young people listening today to hear about their worth and their future? And it's not just the young, but anyone really, all our listeners.
It's true, I work with everyone.
Yes.
But I want people to understand that in this world where there's division now, we feel it's very turmoil. There's turmoil and chaos, and, you know, just I think disarray in people's hearts and minds, not only for themselves, but for others. I think embrace the world that you're living in. Understand that if you look after yourself, and you look after the world and the community around you, we will come together and create a much better world. And, you know, if people weren't so angry with others or themselves, there'd be a lot more peace and they'd get a lot more done and be more successful. My philosophy in life is for people to shine. And you truly shine when you are at peace with yourself. You're encouraging of yourself and encouraging of others. And the most important practice is to love. Have love of humanity. Have love of the enjoyment of life. And realize that life is supposed to be about fun and goodness and having heart and being brave and courageous. So yes, that's my philosophy for us. Just to shine bright and be an example for one another.
And that's absolutely beautiful. Effie, thank you so much for your honesty, warmth and wisdom today. Your voice is deeply needed and it's been a joy having you on the show. Where can our listeners find you?
Oh, thank you. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you for having me. And you can find me, all my platforms are You Shine, I Shine. And that's the website, Instagram, TikTok. You can find me on LinkedIn via my name, Effie Ezekiel. So join me. I've got lots of things coming up to make sure that people shine in their physicality, their mindset and their spirituality. Thank you.
Beautiful. And thank you to everyone listening today. If this conversation resonated, please remember you don't need to become someone else to be worthy. You just need to stay connected to who you already are. You've been listening to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio with me, Belinda Walia. I'm just going to play a short snippet from Doo Wop, That Thing with Lauryn Hill, a fun, conscious, empowering track that mirrors Effie's energy, which is grounded, soulful, confident, and timeless. Until next time, stay healthy.